Journal entry, June 8th, 2043. Hello, Journal. It's me, Hope. Not Darcy, I'm afraid. But as she's been on my mind lately, I thought you might not mind if I picked up where she left off. With my solemn word that I will try to be as interesting. Though, I admit, if her last letter is any clue, she has quite a head start in that race. Felix gave it to me last night. I didn't sleep a wink and must have looked it the way Jeb had pecked at me whilst helping load the boot of his car with the tin we'd agreed to trade to some fortified fishing hamlet. He returned whatever mushy excuse I'd strung together with that steely interrogator look of his, making me dread the long drive to Church Cove.
You sure you're all right?
Of course, why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. You seem off.
I'm fine.
You can talk to me about anything. I'm here for you. You know that, right?
Yeah. What'd that sign say?
Mothercombe.
Sounds familiar.
It's where we found the boat that vampire of yours said she crossed the channel in.
Really? Long way to walk.
Certainly a long way to walk to a secret bunker you've only accidentally stumbled across.
What would you think about moving her into Darcy's old bunk?
Who?
Penelope.
Are you having a laugh?
No, I'm not having a laugh.
Why wouldn't I move a vampire into your sister's old bunk? Is that what you're asking me?
Or I could take Darcy's old bunk and Penelope can move into mine, if that's more kosher.
What's got into you this morning?
What? You just want to keep her down there in that cage forever?
No, I'd just as soon kill her and be done with it. You're the one who convinced the mayor to keep her.
We don't have to experiment on her to learn from her. She talks to me. She trusts me.
Do you trust her?
She's not a bad person.
She's not a person at all, in fact.
Well, she was.
She was, and now she isn't. That's how it works.
What are the people like in Church Cove?
Same as us, mostly. Getting by.
Must be easier with an ocean view.
You haven't been out in storm season.
I thought about the train to Cornwall on the day of the comet. Me already in my lime green two-piece under my sundress, coiled to go springing into the surf the moment we stopped. We never made it to Cornwall, of course, and I realised on that foggy drive with Jep that I couldn't remember the last time I'd actually laid eyes on the sea. As we arrived in Church Cove, other concerns quickly reared their ugly heads. The village had been attacked. The gate was wide open. What happened?
I don't know. Look sharp. These bodies aren't more than a day old.
Bites look ragged, like blighters got them.
Not all of them. There were over 200 people here. I'm counting, what, a dozen bodies?
Maybe the rest got away in the boats.
The moorings are full. Most of the boats are here.
Surely they weren't all turned.
No, a few maybe. But all of them?
You think they were captured?
Maybe.
Never heard of blighter packs taking anyone alive.
They don't tend to.
Then why start now? Why here?
I'd rather not contemplate it. They were good people. They didn't deserve this. Poor chap.
You knew him?
He was the quartermaster.
Oh my god, Jep.
Neville?
Jepson.
He's alive.
Barely. Back the car up. Go!
Okay, on it.
Neville? Hey!
Chaps. Thank you.
Yes, it's me, old friend. I'm here. What happened? Was it a blighter pack?
Not a pack. Soldiers. An army.
I don't understand. Where is everyone? Where's the rest of your people?
Taken.
Where? Why?
Oh, Jep, you're not ready.
For what?
She's here.
Neville. Neville!
Do you need help loading him in?
No. No, he's gone. Let's check the iceboxes for provisions and get out of here.
Maybe they were captured and squirreled away for their blood.
Blighters don't need human blood the way others do. They're simpler, more primal.
Did you get that from your vampire friend?
I did. Turns out you can learn a lot more from talking to them than dissecting them. But maybe you can run it by your vampire friend, just to be safe.
Hope.
Why didn't she want to see me?
I told you, she's ashamed.
I'm the one who should be ashamed. She wouldn't have even been there if it were not for me.
She doesn't see it like that. She feels like she's betrayed you in some way.
That's absurd. Anyway, she's my sister. Why do you get to see her twice before I've even seen her once?
Well, she bit me the first time, if that's any concern.
I want to see her, Felix!
Hope, shh. Someone will hear.
It's always me and her, back when Dad died. And then Mum, and all of this. Now she's just...
I know, it's hard. But she hasn't forgotten you. She's told you far more than she's told me, in fact. Wrote you a whole bloody letter.
All night, I read it over and over again. I cried every time. And, well, throughout the day, really. I've just wept from guilt and from pride. For no reason I can readily explain. In fact, so often I've abruptly dismissed myself to use the restroom that it had barely been a full 24 hours before a bottle of Pepto was left in my mailbox by some oblivious Samaritan. I wish there was some way to get in touch, to tell her that she doesn't have to get sorted out to see me. She doesn't have to put herself all the way back together. I can help her. I want to help her. But she's beyond my reach. So what can I do but try to help the ones who are within my reach?
It's ironic, really. Being locked in a dungeon for being a vampire, the whole reason you become a vampire is to avoid rotting away in a hole.
Sorry, Penelope, I'm doing what I can.
It's not on you. You've done more than enough already. I'm just whinging.
Even so, it isn't right. I've been arguing to have you housed with the other residents.
Really?
Why not?
I can't imagine that's going well.
It's because they don't trust you.
They are not capable of trusting me.
If you'd just bite the bullet and tell them what it was you were hiding
from... Then they wouldn't hide me.
Now who's incapable of trust?
Can you blame me?
You could tell me.
So you could tell them?
So I could tell you if you can tell them.
It's complicated. I've done something that my kind does not forgive.
What?
It's a long story. I am not unfamiliar with the art of lying. I worked for British intelligence towards the end of the Second World War and after.
A spy?
A courier. They liked women for that sort of work. It was easier for us to travel without drawing suspicion. I was sent to Prague in 1953. I was there to make a routine drop. Nothing high risk. But it went bad. I was stabbed with an ice pick. Narrowly escaped. Staggering back to the safe house, pretending to be drunk as I cradled the hole in my gut. When she must have smelled the blood.
Who?
Lupa. An anointed one. An overlord, as you say.
And so she's the one who turned you?
More than that. She took me under her wing. At first it seemed like freedom. Slinking through the shadows of the Eastern Bloc. Budapest, Berlin, Minsk. Preying on men who thought they ruled the world. She had only one rule. Don't look back.
I don't know that I could follow that one.
Well, I didn't. I had a sister of my own. Back home. A twin sister, actually.
What was her name?
Bonnie. She was shy, bookish. not nearly as adventurous as I was. I couldn't bear the thought of her always worrying after me. I wrote her a letter, told her I was alive and in hiding, that I'd met someone. I asked her not to worry or seek me out.
But she didn't listen.
You know how stubborn sisters are.
What happened?
Well, nothing at first. It was a night some 4 decades later, after the Iron Curtain fell. Looper and I were walking in Old Town when I saw a familiar face in a cafe on the square. It's a strange thing to see the face you'd be wearing had you grown old.
She'd come to find you.
Yes, but I didn't give myself away. I couldn't. Not in front of Looper. It was just a momentary glance, a slight hesitation in my step. I didn't think Looper had noticed at all. Until she called me to her flat a night or so later. And I arrived to find that yellowed letter I'd written in her hand. And my sister, dead, on the floor.
No.
Yes. Looper had killed her to punish me. So I killed Looper. The unforgivable crime.
To kill an overlord.
I may as well have killed a god. And I've been on the run ever since.
Oh, Jesus, Penelope.
Are you going to tell them?
Well, are we in danger?
Not if the location of this place is as secret as it was in my day. I only knew of it because I trained here. In my old life.
What if you're wrong, and the devil comes knocking one night?
Hope. If the devil comes for me, she won't knock.
Then I'll just have to be ready.
How?
You're going to tell me how you killed that overlord.
Jepson, are you still up?
Just thinking.
What about?
Church Cove.
Attacks happened, Jep.
I know. It's not that. Not entirely. There was something Hope said on the ride out there.
What?
What does Hope talk to that vampire about?
What does this have to do with Church Cove?
The whole settlement mysteriously wiped out. Not but a day's walk from the spot where Hope's mysterious vampire friend came ashore.
You're doing that thing again. That's your animalist brain looking for puzzles to solve.
I've learned to trust my intuition.
What Hope and Penelope talk about is her own business. She's an adult.
You trust that bloodsucker?
I trust Hope.
And she hasn't revealed anything of interest in her sessions with you?
Jepson Belcrave.
What?
Stop it. Really? What? Are you going to go snooping through her diary, too?
I have the safety of this place to consider.
And as her therapist, I'm not obliged to share the details of our conversations.
And as the leader of this little haven of ours?
I've heard nothing that concerns me. Come to bed.
She's not like her sister, Gussie.
No. She's more curious, more sensitive. More
impressionable.
What on earth are you so worried about? You think she's plotting with this vampire?
No.
Then what?
If she's hiding something, Gussie.
Of course she's hiding something, Jet. She's a bloody teenager. No, please, if you're going to brood in the shadows, at least do it properly and turn off the sodding light. I'm knackered.
Sorry, Gus. I'll leave you to it.
Where are you going?
Just to clear my head.
I understand more and more where her head was in those final days and why she kept things from me. Some secrets feel too big to ask the people you love to carry. Because the more you discover about the world outside the walls, the harder it is to shake the feeling that you're just a step or two from the edge of a blind drop. And ever since I read that letter, I've felt a certain tightness in the air, like something's about to happen. Something important. Something that can't be taken.
Jepson to tower.
Go ahead, Jep.
I'm at the gate in the Humvee. I'm gonna need you to open the blast door.
Shit, sorry. Was there a night run scheduled?
Nothing scheduled. Just inspecting the perimeter.
In the Humvee? Is there trouble? Do you need me?
No trouble, Hope. Just having a look about. Go ahead. Open the gate.
Copy that. Opening.
Sorry I'm late.
Gemma, thank Christ. What took you so long?
Sorry, my alarm didn't go off. Anything interesting?
Nothing on the books, but Jep just took a Humvee out to patrol, so watch for him to come back.
Sounds good. Good night.
Night. Felix? I thought that was you.
Hey, Hope.
Taking in the museum?
I just thought I'd brush up on my history, read some placards about feudalism.
At 3 a.m.
Why not?
And the tennis ball?
Helps me think.
Careful, if you think any harder, you're going to break that case.
It's plate glass.
Come on, you shouldn't be up here by yourself. It's not technically in the green.
No? These two serfs don't look worried.
Well, they're wax, so...
I just needed a place to think. Couldn't sleep.
A lot of that going around.
And you, going up for a shift in the watchtower?
Coming down from one. What's wrong?
It's nothing.
Felix.
What? You have your own shit.
I'm tired of my shit. Come on, talk to me. Why not? You talked to her about everything.
Not everything.
Felix, I don't think you entirely appreciate the asset you have in me.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. I mean, she's got me beat in every measure of a friend, except one.
What's that?
You can talk to me about her.
I almost said something stupid to her.
How stupid?
The stupid.
Almost.
She stopped me, thank God.
She loves you, Felix.
I know.
No, Felix. She loves you, Ponce.
Did she say that in her letter?
Well, not in so many words.
But you can tell, can you?
Yeah, I can tell. Come on, walk me back to my bunk.
Is that her journal?
Easy there, Felix. No peeking.
No, I just... Why do you have it?
Oh, Gussie suggested I keep one, so I don't know. I thought I'd start by filling up the back of hers.
Tell me you aren't writing about...
What?
You know what?
How could I not?
Jesus, Hope, what if somebody finds it?
Relax, Felix. Unlike my poor sister, I know how to hide a fucking... That's funny.
Your room wasn't locked.
Must have not shut it hard enough when I left.
Hope, where's the letter?
Don't be daft. You think I'd just leave it out?
Show it to me. Put your hand on it.
Fine. Cover your eyes. I'll get it.
Covered.
Don't worry, Felix. It's just... Jesus. Fuck. 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 Fuck.
What?
It's gone.